Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Ridgeline Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RDG and on the OTCQB under the symbol RDGMF. Chad and I are chatting with the President and CEO, Chad Peters. Now, Chad, I wanted to get an update kind of broadly here because it has been a couple months since we had you back on the show. And the company, again, just to recap, is a Nevada-focused explorer, four projects in total. We're going to talk about three in particular, starting off with the Swift property because it wasn't that long ago, September 22nd, pretty significant news release that came out of the company that announced a earn-in agreement with Nevada Gold Mines for this Swift property. Now it's a $20 million earn-in, $4 million is guaranteed. It's over 5 years for 60%. There's a further option to get to 75% for Nevada Gold Mines, but that is through spending more and then also moving the project through some other hurdles here. Let's start with this news, Chad. Take us through how this deal came together and how it'll help advance the Swift property, please.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. It has been a couple months now, hasn't it? So we're really excited about that deal we did with Nevada Gold Mines at Swift. I think it's not just the fact that it's like you said, $4 million guaranteed going in the ground. That's a meaningful amount of exploration that otherwise we would have had to fund out of pocket, in what is quickly turning into a difficult gold market right now, right? So that is guaranteed money going in the ground. It's an incredible project. A great team to be partnering with at Nevada Gold Mines. They've had a lot of success on the trend. And, it's worth mentioning that, you know, that $20 million deal is worth more than our entire market cap right now. So this is a significant deal. On top of that, we have our other projects, which I'll get into in a bit. But, if Nevada Gold Mines makes a meaningful discovery here, they have the opportunity to earn up to 75%, like you said. They have the first option for $20 million for 60. Second option would be spending an additional $10 million for an additional 10% for a total of 70%. That would value just the project in itself at $100 million at that point. And they can earn an additional 5% for 75% total by taking the project fully carried through to production. So that is actually a really key part of the deal that I keep on pushing to our investors is look, like if a discovery is made, that becomes the largest, you know, essentially net profit interest royalty in the business, right? 25% free carried. Ridgeline never dilutes or writes a check again to see that project pouring gold in one of the largest gold trends in the world. So it's a great deal for us and our shareholders. It's worth also mentioning too that, we haven't given up any ownership of this project yet. You know, Nevada Gold Mines has to spend $20 million to earn 60%. So that is a huge amount of money. That's a 5-year term. And we think there's a great potential here for, a significant discovery to be made. We're targeting, when we pick this project up, like a gold rush or a 4-mile type underground high grade target. And I think Nevada Gold Mines coming in and picking up the project validates that thesis and shows that we can do, you know, big deals and our projects are, you know, have merit and need to be moved forward. So it's exciting.
Yeah, Chad, and it should be mentioned for folks that don't know who Nevada Gold Mines are that it's a JV between two of the largest companies in the industry, Barrick and Newmont. Yes. So that's a huge vote of confidence from some of the majors to come into the project and at least start working on it. And I always like seeing that as somebody following the space because it tells me they've vetted the project as well as something that they think it has the opportunity. When you look at it, Chad, what targets there are you most excited about at the Swift Gold Project?
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. You know, and they actually cut us a check for $372,000 for reimbursing us for sunk costs, which is fairly unusual for companies of that size, right? I think it really shows just how much they value this asset to be writing a check right off the start to reimburse us for our costs. Usually that's a sunk cost. You just have to, for us, the deal would normally be exciting because, hey, we just partnered with two of the largest companies in the world, but they actually paid us for our time and our energy put into putting this story together a bit too. So, what really got them excited, I believe, was the fact that we proved that the Windman formation exists on the project. This is the primary host rock for the Cortez District, over 50 million ounces of past production, current reserves in that host rock. And they had owned the project, Barrick had actually owned the project up through 2016. There hadn't been a lot of work done. It kind of one of those typical stories of, you know, huge company, huge land package across Nevada, and this project kind of fell through the cracks. And we came in, reconsolidated the district, you know, reinterpreted the geology, and they came right back in with a joint venture agreement with us. So I think it's a pretty cool story, and I'm hoping that you know, the Mill Creek target that we've identified is 5 kilometer long golden soils anomaly. One historic drill hole hit 18 meters of 0.7 grams gold in the Windband Formation in 1999, and it never got a follow-up hole. So it's a pretty obvious target. If the theory is correct, they could come in and drill the next gold rush, you know, and that would be pretty incredible for us and our shareholders.
All right. Well, Chad, keep us up to date on the progress then of when Nevada Gold Mines gets on the ground there and some of the work that's being done, at least initially, because, again, there is a $4 million guaranteed work, and that has to be spent before December 31st, 2023. Let's also move over to the Salina project. The company had a drill program, 3,500 meters. All these drill results are now released. Give us a summary, please, of what that drill program yielded in terms of your overall assessment of the Salina project.
Yeah, you know, that was, it was a good, that program was really exciting for us because what we proved is that as we drill to the west towards the Butte Valley Porphyry, which is a copper gold porphyry about 4 kilometers off, away from our known discovery, and it's right on the edge of our land package to the west. As we drill towards that, on strike and down dip, we're hitting higher and higher grades of silver, and we're also seeing lead and zinc increase in grade in, as well. So what that is showing us is it's made us change our interpretation of the mineralizing system at Salina. We initially thought it was maybe some kind of a weird Carlin-type system. You know, we're in Nevada, jasperoid at surface. What we realize now is this is a classic porphyry system. You know, we were drilling the silver, kind of the edges of the CRD system of a silver lead zinc carbonate replacement system with our drilling in 2021. We hit up to 44 meters of 123 grams silver, 0.1 gold, 1.5% lead, and 0.6% zinc. I mean, that is a true kind of CRD type zonation pattern. We drilled up to including intervals in multiple holes. Our best intercept, I'd say, was 5 meters of what equates to 25% zinc equivalent. It was over 400 grams silver, 5% lead, 3.5% zinc, and 0.5 gram gold over 5 meters. Now that compares very favorably to the grades you see at like the Taylor deposit, for example, in Arizona. Arizona Mining was that was taken out for $2 billion by South 32. So back in 2018. So what we're seeing now is we have almost 4 kilometers of untested strike between the edges of what we've drilled and the known porphyry system to the west. We're going to put holes in there next spring to prove that maybe we have the next Taylor deposit sitting at Salina. And, you know, no one's ever looked at this project from that kind of view before, I think. So it could be really exciting if we can prove the story.
Yeah, Chad, it's interesting sometimes in geology to look at things with a fresh set of eyes and say, hey, maybe we were interpreting this wrong. And if we look at it from the angle of it's a large porphyry CRD system that could keep growing with not just the silver, but the zinc and the lead at depth. That was a very big win for the Taylor deposit for Arizona Mining. So just remind audiences just how deep those can get and what you'd expect to find, you know, to test your thesis if you started drilling down deeper.
No, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny, the Taylor discovery started as an open pit silver play. It was the Hermosa silver open pit. Asarco tried to make it work. Metallurgy wasn't great. Wildcat Silver, which was Richard Work's venture, spent about 6 years trying to turn that into an open pit silver mine, and they couldn't get the metallurgy to work. And they brought in Don Taylor and Peter McGaugh. They recognized it was a CRD play, and they drilled down depth and hit what is now, you know, the Taylor discovery. And they drilled all the way down to like 4,000 feet, and they were still hitting mineralization on the edge of their project as it heads into the Sunnyside Porphyry, which is owned by Barksdale Capital. So, you know, these things can go very deep. They can be very big. I think Taylor was 110 million tons of about 12% zinc equivalent. And it was the strike of that was 3.5 kilometers. We have 3.6 kilometers of untested strike between our known CRD mineralization we're hitting and that edge of that porphyry. So the scale's there. We know that, you know, we have copper intercepts on one side of us. We have silver, lead, and zinc intercepts at Salina. And I think it's a pretty generally low risk shot to go after the CRD that'll be anywhere from, let's call it, I'll go into meters, but probably anywhere from 300 to 600 meters depth all the way across this 3.5 kilometer stretch. So it could be a massive discovery if we're right.
Okay, that's a big target to go after. Any time frame, any other insights you can give us in terms of what's going to happen here to get some drills back on the ground?
You bet. We're doing soil sampling this fall, following it up with a bit of geophysics in Q1 of 2022, just to try to highlight the silver, lead, and zinc really highlights well with magnetics and IP geophysics. So we'll do a bit of that. It's fairly low cost, might help us refine our targets. Actually, it almost certainly will, to go along with those soils. And then hopefully in early to mid Q2, we'll have, a 5,000 to 7,000 meter drill program out there with our RC drill contractor through our drill contract with my partner, to go out and drill these things super cheap and hopefully prove the story.
Okay, Chad. Well, let's move over to a third project, which is one you're still continuing wrapping up the drilling on right now, and that's the Carlin East project. Bring everybody up to speed on, what's going on with the drill program and what you do as you kind of wrap up here for the year.
Yeah, no, Carlin East has been an incredibly slow process for us. We had hoped to have that entire program wrapped up in August of this year, a 2.5-3 month program to get, 2 to 3 holes complete and deep holes. And we are just finishing up our second hole right now. And we probably won't drill the third, but we will have two holes and they're deep. I think right now we're at 3,900 feet with our final hole. So we're taking these things all the way down. We're hell bent on making a discovery. We'll see what the next, hopefully the next week before we shut this hole down, what we hit, and we'll have news out for the market, hopefully in November.
Okay, Chad, let's talk big picture strategy then for the company. Again, Nevada focused, 4 projects, 1 now that has this option agreement with Nevada Gold Mines. What should everybody be focused on as we transition into Q4 and even into next year for the big picture strategy here out of the company?
Kind of the bigger strategy as a company has always been to, we have these 3 great assets. We weren't sure which was going to be our flagship, right? So we've come in, the Swift deal was kind of that first domino that we've been working on, which was assessing which of our projects are we moving forward as a flagship, which of the projects do we do deals on. We had this opportunity with Nevada Gold Mines to, reduce our risk, lower our dilution, and still see great exploration get done. So we pushed it forward with Swift. We're advancing Salina on our own 100%. It fits perfectly with our drill contract with my business partner here. So we can drill that project incredibly cheap. And if we can prove that CRD story, it would be an incredible discovery for the company and could be very valuable new ground. So I think that overall, the whole goal is to continue advancing assets, pick up some new acquisitions. We're working on that right now. There's always, some great early stage projects we'd like to add to the pipeline. But it's always, I think, a mix of, systematically advancing our projects while also keeping our dilution low and adding value for our shareholders. So I think we're doing that right now. It's a tough market in the gold space right now, so that might not be reflected in our share price of late, but I think that's a problem every junior's dealing with right now. So I'm trying not to get too worried and just keep our head down and keep making discoveries.
Well, Chad, just remind folks of, what kind of budget you're looking at for next year just to start the drills up in 2022, and what kind of money does the company have in the treasury at present?
You bet. So we'll finish the year with about probably 2.5 million Canadian in the bank. That's more than enough to go drill the program at Salina in Q2 and go out, hopefully prove that story. We have enough in the bank to certainly run our, keep the lights on, if you want to call it that, for all of 2022 as well. But if the opportunity came up, we'd certainly do a raise, top up the treasury and allow us to be a bit more aggressive throughout the rest of 2022 as well.
All right, Chad, appreciate the update. I will post a link below this interview to the Ridgeline website where everyone can read over some of the recent news releases. And if you have any follow-up questions for Chad regarding anything going on at Ridgeline, please email us, fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Chad, thanks again for your time, buddy. Keep us up to date on future news, please.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.